Community hospitals play an important role in rural towns. There's the strong emotional connection, and they're often one of the biggest employers. Jason DeBruin has the story of how one town is hoping to keep its hospital through a bankruptcy.
Picture the hospital where your kids were born. That image probably put a smile on your face. UNC Healthcare Chief Finance Officer Chris Ellington says community hospitals are crucial, and not just for health either, but for a community's whole ecosystem.
Whether a community has a hospital in it or not is sometimes a prerequisite to how industry can grow around it.
In Eden, the community hospital Moorhead Memorial was having problems. It had borrowed to finance an ER expansion and now was up to its eyeballs in debt. Dana Weston became hospital CEO in 2015.
Here in Eden, we saw the mills close. You saw other industries depart, and healthcare typically follows after those.
Last year, MillerCoors closed a brewery that cost Eden more than 500 jobs, but it still had Moorhead Memorial.
You will hear people in this community talk about Moorhead's heyday, about when you really had to know somebody to get a job here, when it was the place you came to for care and the place you wanted to work.
But that was then, and this is now. As the community hospital struggled, it affected the psyche of the whole town. Tom Barber operates a photography studio in Eden's historic downtown.
It was a big concern to think that this might break up and be sold off and closed down.
Finding a partner proved elusive, and on July 11, the hospital board filed for bankruptcy protection.
It was difficult for the community. If you go back to how we started and the local ownership, the community didn't initially want Moorhead to be part of a larger network.
At the bankruptcy auction, two bidders emerged. One was UNC Healthcare. The other was a mysterious bidder named Empower IHCC. In a move that shocked the community, the Moorhead board picked that shadowy company.
And it was a shock because they were unknown. It's a for-profit, more of an investor type of group.
Empower offered more cash, but there were many questions about its ability to keep the hospital running. Around town, people did not like the choice.
Even if it was a lower bid, the background of an organization like the UNC system was just, you know, an easy decision on my end.
UNC Healthcare offered a smaller amount because it didn't expect other bidders. UNC would run the struggling hospital but not pay off its debt, said Ellington, the CFO.
The intent of the auction was not necessarily to worry about the creditors in this case. And I'm sorry that they're owed money, but our intent was to just gain control of the hospital and keep it open and keep those 750 people employed.
UNC fought the Moorhead board's choice. In bankruptcy hearings, UNC cast doubt on Empower. The strategy worked. During one of the hearings, bankruptcy judge Benjamin Kahn grew frustrated as Empower CEO Noel Mijares dodged questions.
I have answered your question, and we have received funding commitment letter from Kennedy for $15 million. Now you're asking me to...
All right, I want to take a recess. I want to see counsel in the conference room over there.
After hours of hearings spread over 2 weeks, Judge Kahn overruled the Empower bid. He awarded Moorhead Memorial to UNC. Weston summed up the roller coaster ride.
I mean, this is a case that is going to be taught in business schools, that will be talked about in healthcare administration programs, that will be presented in law schools and at conferences.
Across Eden, people were happy for the outcome as well.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled. I was kind of jumping for joy when I heard that.
UNC has helped out other struggling hospitals around the state. Barber, Weston, and others hope that UNC will do in Eden what it has already done in other communities. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.